Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What a great show The Wire was. Holy smokes. So, yeah, there would be various actors and actresses from The Wire that could qualify as an answer.
I did not take the best answer from The Wire, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that is accurate.
Oh, interesting. I'm excited to hear who that is.
Look, give us a big-time answer for a movie role and a TV role, and we'll see who which listener today can drill down and win the $100 gift card based on the best combination. There are so many big ones still available, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of availability, as we broadcast from Borgata today, Elliot in for John. The Sixers probably will not have Dylan Harper available at 3 because he'll probably go 2. Now, Kevin O'Connor does a great job covering the NBA and the 76ers. He was on with Spike Lake and Boban yesterday talking about Rutgers' Dylan Harper, who he is intrigued for the possibility of the Sixers trying to move up to 2. Have to take a trade with the Spurs to get it done. Listen to something Kevin O'Connor said.
How aggressive are you in trying to trade up to 2 to get Dylan Harper, and how do you see him fitting?
I think Philadelphia would be a pretty close to ideal fit for Dylan Harper in terms of the spacing Philadelphia would have. You have Embiid, who can shoot threes, Maxey, the speed he plays with, the shooting ability that he has, McCain. Like, there's a lot of shooting on the floor that I think would really help Dylan Harper mitigate some of the shooting concerns that he has and really highlight his just elite downhill attacking. The dude shot almost 70% at the rim last year at Rutgers. He's an ambidextrous finisher at the rim. He's strong. He's got great footwork. He knows how to decelerate. Like, the dude's an awesome finisher and a really good passer. And in theory, he should be, when he's empowered to be, a very versatile defender at 6'5 with strength and length. So for Philadelphia, I think he'd be a pretty perfect fit next to McCain and Maxey.
All right, before we go any further, and because I know Elliot and Devin, you guys have been paying attention to this, you know, NBA draft stuff a lot. But let me just say this. I think it is noteworthy that we have a very consequential NBA draft coming up for the 76ers soon, this month, really soon. Like, when the NBA finals are over, draft time, the Sixers hold the 3rd pick, and, like, almost nobody's talking about it. It shows how little interest there is right now in the Sixers.
100%.
It's the 3rd pick in the draft.
So I do think a little bit of it, though, I will say, is I do think college basketball doesn't have the same type of star as it does.
1,000%.
So, like, there's not that,
people,
like,
don't know.
Really?
I don't know enough about, like, the potential draftees to really have a strong opinion.
Devin, I got to jump into it probably this weekend.
Yes.
How about this fact? Here's a fact. For everyone listening, most people probably know this, but you might not. So the likely 2nd pick in the draft, Dylan Harper, and his teammate who may or may not go 3rd, okay? They both played on the same team, Rutgers. That team didn't even make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
There's a team, and by the way, it's a relatively local team. Not Big 5, Okay, it's not like just a little beyond the perimeter of Philly, but it's not that far away.
You could go watch him play easily.
It's one state away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the state we're currently in, New Jersey.
Yeah,
we're
point.
In Borgata right now. Like, in this state, there was a team that had two players, second pick almost definitely, third pick possibly, didn't even make the tournament. Bizarre world, man, college basketball has become. And I agree with you, Elliot. It has had an impact on the NBA, and it has really had an impact on the NBA draft.
For sure. And look, the Sixers have earned the disinterest people have in them.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, blaming any fan. But I would say that this is a chance for that to change. Like, if they nail this pick, whether it be at three, whether they trade up to two, it could quite literally change everything about this franchise for the next 10 years. So it is a massive pick.
It is.
And I think it's clear who they should take for what it's worth.
Which is who?
I would take Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
I think people are overthinking this. Like, they have to take the biggest swing. The best way I could describe it is I think Howie Roseman would take Ace Bailey, right? I think, like, that's the move. Dylan Harper is intriguing. I thought it was really cute that Kevin O'Connor included Embiid in his answer there, as if, like, Embiid factors into this, like, whatsoever. So, but I do think that if they get Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey, and I think those are the two guys are most likely to take, I mean, they could completely change the trajectory of the franchise. So there's other guys I don't like as much.
But that would also take time, right?
Well, yeah, they're not going to win anything next year.
I mean,
year,
a 19-year-old, you know, you hope he becomes like the next Dwayne Wade, but that's going to take years.
It does take years for sure. But you look at the guys that are in the finals now. I know they were technically traded to those teams, but they were rookies when they were traded. Like,
yeah.
SGA, Halliburton, you look at Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, like, you get one player and it really changes everything for a franchise. So, yeah, I'm super excited for
that. All right, let me ask this one other question, then right to the phones. James, when the Sixers had the number one pick with Allen Iverson, forget the Ben Simmons and the Markelle Fultz, of which I was very excited for because we waited a long time and they finally had it. But independent of what they turned into, let's just take Iverson as an example. When the Sixers had the number one pick, and we pretty much knew it was probably going to be Iverson. There was like a little bit it could be someone else.
Camby, Marbury,
knew.
There were other dudes.
Yeah,
but
there
it was Iverson. It was Iverson.
If you were a 10 out of 10 with excitement for that, what out of 10 are you for this?
So it's hard.
Are you a 2?
Yeah. Well,
are that's you a 1?
That's the thing is it's impossible to disassociate my feeling for the Sixers right now from the pick. You know, like
I agree.
So like that's the issue is I'm so down on the Sixers as an organization, as a product, all of it now that I'm just not as excited as I should be. So yeah, like a 3
so can
maybe?
Can I tell you why I think you should both be 10s but for the reasons you just said? Because this is a chance to like the team again. Like whoever they draft will be the new face of the team, will be the most important player, and if he's awesome, you guys can start liking the Sixers again.
Yeah,
so I get why your excitement's low, but I think you should actually look at this a different way. Like, this is a chance for you to be back in.
Look, you're not wrong, but two things. One, it's going to take a while. And two, I don't want Daryl Morey to get credit for it.
Why?
Because the team stunk on his watch, in part because of him. They fall down to the third pick. You make the pick. Let's say they pick the right guy. I'm not giving that guy credit for that.
Well, I get your point
garbage.
That they sucked because of him. But like if they pick the correct player, like, and he's been a very
good guy. You know what? You know. Let me just say one more thing, and then right to the phones, because this has not been said enough. Matter of fact, I look. I don't hear WIP 24/7. To the extent that I've heard WIP, obviously our own show, and you know some other shows over the last 2 weeks, I haven't heard this point made. The Sixers signed Paul George. The Pacers signed Pascal Siakam. The Indiana Pacers are two games away from winning the NBA Finals, with Pascal Siakam maybe is their second best player.
Yeah, but I think that I get your point.
I mean, that is like, James, how has that not come up? How is the fact that Pascal Siakam last round had 3 30-point games? The guy had 3 games in the Eastern Conference Finals where he scored 30 or more. Paul George couldn't score 30 points if he started at 29.
I'll tell you how it didn't come up, because we're all checked out as Sixers
fans. I mean,
that's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sorry to get so worked up.
No, I mean,
that's unbelievable.
But I think, too, like, Pascal Siakam wouldn't be Pascal Siakam here.
He's
a better
player.
No, but I'm saying just to really quickly, like.
But he's a pretty solid player.
No, he's better than Paul George, don't get me wrong. But the issue is the Pacers' best player, Halliburton, is way better than the Sixers' best player. Like, that's why Pascal Siakam matters.
But is he, like,
If healthy.
Well, Joel can't even play.
When Joel's healthy.
Yeah, but that's not an if anymore.
The Pacers have just a bunch of players. They're deep. The Pacers have a bunch of guys who can go out and give you minutes in a series. And
let's get to the phones. There's a lot happening here. You can react to it all. Barry in Darby. Good morning, Barry. Hey, Barry, you got to speak up there a little bit, my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm best by the best. Listen, I've got some answers for you for TV to movies. And as far as the Phillies, I don't think they could do it because they lack diversity.
Diversity of what sort?
Different cultures.
Oh, different culture. I didn't know if you meant type of player or cultures. Okay, cultures. Well, look, you can win a lot of different ways in sports. I mean, I think you can win, without being diverse, but it certainly can help if you are. They have not had many Dominican players.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Players through the years, they've improved a bit, Ranger and such, but not a ton.
Okay, now you, your other question.
Yes.
I got a few for it, but I got Will Smith from rapper to musician to the Fresh Prince.
Okay, so Fresh Prince is a great TV answer. And what do you think is his number one movie? Because this could win. Mm. Fresh Prince and which movie? What's your combination?
Independence Day.
That might be right.
I got to think about that.
Will Smith, there's several answers.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good movie answers.
All right, I'm not going to.
Can we say the other ones?
No, not yet.
I like that answer. I didn't even think.
Yeah, you really helped him through that, but he might have the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. We'll say. Well, good morning to you. As we broadcast from Borgata today with John out and Rhea out, Elliot here, Devin here, Seltzer, Joe to camera. Wonderful to be with you on this Friday as we enter a summer weekend. And even better to be with you after the present I was just given, which is 4-hour show, for me, but for our show.
Pretty
and I really
awesome,
appreciate
right?
it.
It's unbelievable.
So, James, you knew about this?
I knew about this ahead of time, yeah.
All right, let me explain to the audience. So I was just handed from Richie in the Northeast Philadelphia, one of our great callers, who was here at Borgata. Actually just walked away, which is odd.
He's got to go to the beach.
Either that or the bathroom. He left pretty quick. But Richie in Northeast Philly is a good dude. He gave me a I'm going to hold this up for YouTube. It's like a street sign, and it says, but it's big, and it says Hammer Way, and then at the bottom it's got BANG! Which you might hear in Beat the Hammer coming up in about 20, 25 minutes.
I was going to say, do you feel more pressure to win now? Because to lose on the day of the sign would
That'd be a shame.
Like, this is a great prop for you.
It's great.
Like,
it's got the Liberty Bell on it.
Yeah.
Up top, it's got 610 to honor the great heritage of 610 WIP, and it's got 94.1, obviously, with our current 94.1 WIP.
Yeah, you're going to want to get on the YouTube to see this.
Well,
this is unbelievable.
So, Joe, there's another neat thing to this. This is actually a bunch of our great callers getting together and doing this together. Like, Richie was the front man. But this is technically from Ed in Phoenixville, Justin in Tennessee, Drew in Westchester, Mike in New York, Tom from Abington, and Richie from the Northeast.
That's phenomenal. All fantastic fellas. And I already knew they were, but when they come giving gifts, that's make higher level.
Really cool, man. Really
no, it's
cool.
Great. I love it. And, of course, that you know what Richie just said to me is the idea is for it to be behind us when we do the show in the studio. Because we've been asking for, you know, essentially – props behind us for the YouTube show.
Now here's a question, because I do think, first of all, it's unbelievable, like just a really cool gift.
It's
awesome.
Done
sturdy. The details, the six, it's what a great group of guys to do that for you. Do you bring it out on only Fridays when you are like the hammer?
Oh.
Or is it, you know,
well,
it's going to
be the YouTube behind. I mean, we would think it'd be there all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
yeah,
he's Elliot,
he's always the hammer,
right?
That's a good point.
Well, here's one thing we could do, because we don't really have, you know, staging behind us to hold something like this up. I would say, James, when John's back next week on a Friday, we just have Elliot every Friday stand behind the
show. Okay,
I love this idea.
Just hold it.
Yo, this is better. Yeah. This is good.
Get there at 5:50 and hold it until 10. Yeah, that'd be good. I can still get to the Eagles by 10:30. That works out.
You
well.
Imagine
take
that.
A break during breaks. Like,
all right, well, hey,
breaks,
if there's anyone
stop.
I do it for, it's the hammer.
Thank you, sir. All right, Beat the Hammer up ahead in a few minutes. Thanks to the fellows that listen to our show that gave me that. I appreciate it. I really do. And we will certainly display it, and it's very cool, and it's very kind of you, so thank you. Thank you also to Ruben Amaro, and congrats to Ruben and his crew. You know, the golf outing yesterday was really special. So for those that don't know, yes, and it's a really, you know, deep, deep, deep Phillies-themed golf outing. So Harry Callis and Richie Ashburn, obviously two of the truly most beloved of all time in the history of Philadelphia sports, let alone the Phillies. Foundation for years has been under their name, you know, the Richie Ashburn Harry Callis Foundation. Ruben has been running a foundation under the name of his father, his family's foundation, the Ruben Amaro Sr. Foundation, for years. Those two foundations came together for a golf outing yesterday, which also included many. And this is designed to raise money for kids to be able to like really play baseball camps and stuff like that. So money raised to help kids. And I think they said like this impacts over 1,000 kids in the Delaware Valley, which is awesome. And then so, too, were so many prominent former Phils came out. Obviously, a lot of Ruben's guys from, like, the 93 club that he was part of. So you had, like, Mickey, Morandini, Tommy Green. You had Crocker. You had so many players were out there yesterday. Bo was out there. Bo was telling great stories. We're all hanging out afterwards.
He's a great storyteller.
He is a great storyteller. Yeah. Great storyteller.
He has great stories, but it's great to be able to tell them.
He knows how to do it. Yeah. So congrats to both foundations. A wonderful event. Everybody that put the golf outing together. Now, I will say there was only one negative. What do you think it was?
It was hot.
Close.
You're tired.
You played
closer.
Poorly. You played poorly.
You hit it on the head, James.
Yeah. Were you expecting to play well?
I wasn't expecting to play that bad. The bad news for me is Jack Fritz is in really good shape on the golf portion of our competition. Mm. Now,
what'd you shoot?
You don't really, because it's part of a team thing, so you don't really have a score.
You didn't play well, though.
I didn't play well, and it brought to light two things about our competition. One, time of the day, and two, heat are going to be factors. Now, heat might work to my advantage, because as much as I was dying out there, I mean, a guy like Fritz is going to die more. He's got no heart. He's like the Tin Man before Oz, you know what I mean? But the thing is, and then again, Oz didn't really come through for him. So he's just like the Tin Man. But the point is that I just was struck by how tired I was, because after the show, if I don't nap, I can get tired. James, I may need to do one of two things with this golf portion of the competition. Mm. Either take the day off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Of the event or the
of
day
the day.
After.
No, they take the day off.
Not do the show that morning.
The morning of. Or like maybe we do it on a weekend.
Yeah. No, honestly, I do think you
need
to do this.
Because I was lagging. And that is, I'm not trying to be a Fritz here and be a complainer.
No, I get it. I get it.
Sounds a little bit like that.
It's a little bit. Look, here, you're at such a disadvantage in this golf thing anyway. You need every little edge.
Are you guys playing 18 holes?
Nine.
All right, so how many did you play yesterday?
18.
All right, so that's a difference.
But
you're
I was
playing nine.
I was cooked early, man. Anyway, let's go to the phones. There's a lot on the table. Elliot, but all jokes aside, congrats to Ruben and a great foundation event. And really wonderful to see so many prominent Phils, including many from the 93 squad out there to support. Really nice camaraderie. It was good. One more thing before back to the phones. Elliot, for those that just tuned in the last few minutes, of which there's always many thousands joining our show each morning, like kind of like every minute because people are waking up and they tune in, reframe your main Phillies point today, what you started the show with.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously Phillies off last night. Excited to watch them play tonight. But I'll be honest, like, I'm kind of over this group of players. Like, I am more interested and more invested in the next group of Phillies. And we can include some of the major leaguers in there. Like, Lizardo, I think, is a future piece. You know, Sanchez. But, like, ultimately, I think this core that has brought us so many memories, like, they're probably done, and I'm not reinvesting in them. I'm not I'm obviously not trading Adam Miller, Justin Crawford, or Andrew Painter. That would be insane to do. But I'm also not rushing them up. I'm not making any decisions off of for their career based off this group of players, like the Harpers, the Turners, the Castellanos. They have not earned the right to impact the future of this franchise. And so I am way more invested in the minor leaguers than I am the major leaguers.
Yeah, I just find your lack of – because, look, we all have a certain degree of lack of belief in the big league players, but you have, in my opinion, too much. I mean, 2 weeks ago they had the best
Star Wars there. I find your lack of faith.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago they had the best record in baseball. I mean, I get the downturn has stunk, and I get that we're all frustrated, but I think too many people are going too far, and I think you're an example of that.
Yeah, but what I think you're misinterpreting is I'm not saying that they have no chance. I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't make any move. What I'm saying is the future of this franchise is more important than this current group. So, like, I'm not trading anything of value that'll hurt this team in 26, 27 to invest in a team in 25 that, yeah, has a chance. But I think even you would say the chance is pretty small.
Well, it is just because there's
so
12,
there you go.
There's
like,
12 teams that make the
playoffs. You're
a
relatively smart guy. We'll find out in a few minutes how smart you are. But, like, ultimately, you have to play, like, the odds here when you're making big-time decisions.
And, yes, beat the hammer coming up in about 20 minutes. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Seth in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Seth?
Our pleasure, buddy.
First, I want to start off by saying Superman is an alien. He is not a human.
Hold on. Let me say
Thank
this.
You, Seth,
let me just say this to you and everyone listening. I beg you, anyone that starts their comment with Superman is an alien, know that I agree with you. Just get to the heart of the matter. Human or not? Because
do you hear what you just said?
He's not a human, he's an alien.
Are aliens humans?
Aliens aren't humans.
In this case,
an alien's a human is what you're saying.
Can I ask you guys
a
question?
It's like saying a cat's a dog.
Let me ask you, was Luke Skywalker a human?
As far as I know, yes.
Did he live on Earth?
No, but he couldn't fly. That's what you're missing. It's the superpower. It's not where he's
located.
Which
came from the sun.
If I go on the moon.
Hold on. You keep saying that. His power was amplified by the sun. It did not come from the Earth's sun. It was amplified by it. He already had the power, dude.
He had the power, but it's the fact that he got away from that sun that he was more powerful than regular humans.
You're just wrong. Like, you're just
I'm not.
Let me ask you this. All right,
did I intrigue you with that, Elliot?
Yes, you did.
Because Luke Skywalker is a human.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. If a human was born today and was able to fly, would we consider that baby a human?
Well, I mean, first
I don't know what the answer
is. It's impossible. A human on Earth cannot fly.
Oh, a human can't fly.
Yep. Right, so that's what I'm saying. But at the same time, I kind of think if a human was born today that could fly, I don't think we would. I think we would classify him as a human.
It'd be the next step of evolution or whatever.
Yes.
You know, they would not be human. They
would
be
better,
more than human.
Yeah, but
Just look at him. Superman is human. Look at him.
Bro, this is such a silly thing to say.
All right, Seth, go ahead.
Joe, he looks human, but you got to also remember, he's got, like, lasers that come out of his eyes. Like, what human can do that? Nobody can do that.
This is so silly.
Yeah, but it's because he has special powers.
Well, that's why he's not human.
No human has special powers!
But if Joe DeCamera or Elliot Shore Parks was born on Krypton and came to Earth, we also would have the powers.
No, you would have
Kryptonian parents. Yes, we would.
But then I wouldn't be human.
Yes, you would. You'd be an alien human.
That's not, no.
The seriousness in which James keeps saying Kryptonian is so funny.
Batman had to make like a super serum to defeat Superman because he knew that he's not a human being. So the only way I can beat him is use kryptonite against him. So because Batman knew he was going to get his butt kicked by Superman because Superman.
Well, I didn't like that. When they had Batman versus Superman, that bothered me.
I was offended. But I'm just saying, like, human had to make a antidote against an alien to defeat him. That's all I'm saying.
Batman's definitely human.
All right, Seth, give me what you got on the Phils.
So on the Phils, I called earlier in the week on Tuesday, and I actually, like I said, I agree with Elliot, which I usually never do for the most part. But on his point, like, I'm not willing to invest on all my prospects for players that are going to be rentals. Like, for instance, like, I'm just going to use an example. Like, if I was to trade a couple prospects for Mike Trout, like, is that even a good idea? You know what I mean?
It's
like
not.
Mike Trout,
it probably is not. Probably.
Yeah. So my point is are we willing to give up the future of this team and go through another bad stretch of Phillies baseball for possible rental players and maybe not even win a World Series title? Maybe get to the playoffs, okay, but does that make us win a World Series? Now, if we win a World Series, great, but we haven't seen it in the last couple of years when we've made some moves and we've brought in players. So, like, my point is,
Seth, let me ask you a question. I'm just trying to decipher when something's worth it. Yankees last year acquired Jazz Chisholm. They did not win the World Series. They got to it. They still have him, but they didn't win it yet. Was that trade worth it?
Well, you got to also look at the age. Jazz Chisholm's a very young player, you know, so.
And what did they give up?
Yeah, I don't know what they gave up in this trade. So, but my point is, Jazz Chisholm is only, like, what, 26 years old? I'm okay with if you do a trade like that. But the problem is the Phillies have done trades that, one, haven't worked out and have been sort of like old, down, broken players in a sense, you know?
Some of them just
didn't work out. Yeah. But my point is like, all right, if you're going to go out and trade for a guy who is young – but how good is he? Like, is he worth it? Right?
No, that's
like,
that's reasonable. All right, Seth, give me the best combination of a movie and TV role.
All right, so the last caller did take my answer, but I will say Will Smith and Fresh Prince and Will Smith with Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean,
I thought he was going to go a different way with the. I think there's a more famous Will Smith movie that hasn't been said.
Okay, all right. We'll see if it gets said. There's so many other actors and actresses that can also get said. You know, Seltzer, one thing that strikes me when I think of Dombrowski and the trades, because the guy just referenced trades, but also signings. It's really amazing that he's been 0-for-3 at left field in the last 15 months. I mean, we still got to see more on Kepler, but when you consider he went Whit Merrifield to Austin Hayes to this Kepler guy. I mean, horrendous.
He's 0 for trade deadlines. He's over that. Think about it this way. Like, Craig Kimbrell is probably the best, you know, one-year Flyer guy that he signed. Not probably, definitely the best one-year guy he's added. That was the best move he's made in terms of bringing in a guy for a year on a Flyer to help. Like, every single Familia, Merrifield, Kepler, like, every single
Familia
trade at the
stunk.
Deadline. Like, he has been a... Honestly, the vast majority, that's why I always say with Dombrowski, like, I don't think he's done an amazing job
not
with the Major League roster.
Not to mention the Taiwan contract.
Yeah, that's my point.
I don't think he's done a great job with the roster.
I think the reason Dombrowski's done a good job is the behind-the-scenes stuff and setting up the organization like a winning organization should function.
And that's
but
thing,
he has
James,
not been great at the Major League roster.
You say that a lot, and I think it really has changed my opinion of him, but I think it's a good point. Like, the best thing about this team right now is they actually are very well set up for the next group of, like, you know, the next iteration of this team. And so I'm not risking that. And to piggyback off what you guys just said, I don't know if I even trust Dombrowski to trade any of these guys. Like, you know, look at his trade history with the Phillies.
That's an interesting point.
Wow. All right, let's go to Mike in Philadelphia. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. I'm going to say I'm going away from Will Smith. I'm going to say Robin Williams from Morky Mindy and Good Morning Vietnam.
Well, I think you have his two right roles.
Oh, You think that's the most famous Robin Williams movie?
Well, it's not about. Well, I didn't ask for fame of movie. Famous, I didn't ask for fame of movie. I mean, just best role.
All right.
Wait, what was the movie?
Good Morning Vietnam, which was about 88 or 89.
Yeah, no.
Elliot
yeah.
doesn't even know
that
it.
Of course, even, yeah. That doesn't crack the top three Robin
yeah.
Williams movies.
Yeah, no, I mean,
we,
not can, the
we can't
answer.
Say them, but.
All right, well, say one.
I mean,
Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah, and then there are two other obvious ones, in my opinion.
I don't know, guys. Good Morning Vietnam was unbelievable.
It was, but I mean,
it's not what you think. At least I mean, for me, I don't think. The
you
way
don't.
I think
you
of
don't.
Williams.
You don't know it.
Are
I mean,
we
I'm
just
not
burying?
Ripping.
I know, but that,
but
I
that's
know it.
That's
but I know
telling.
It.
That's telling.
I know it.
Like I know you. I know obviously
yeah,
you
but
guys.
Devin doesn't know The Godfather.
Right.
No, yes, I do.
Yeah,
but
no,
she knows the
no.
Godfather, but like you guys skew towards an older set
Devin,
of movies.
You know,
why'd I just yeah. catch a stray?
Devin, you know I love spreading misinformation about
Have you
this.
Seen The Godfather?
Yes, I've okay. seen The Godfather.
By the way, Devin, what was up with that tweet from Ava yesterday? I've never gotten such a nice
yeah,
tweet.
Yeah, me neither.
What is this
Look,
nonsense?
Look, I don't know, but I love Ava, Look, so I'll take it.
All right,
it.
Let me read the tweet. I have it here in my phone. I saw this last night. I was about to go to bed. I was just flipping through social media, and I see this tweet. From Ava Graham. And we love Ava. And it says the following. I can only hope that every woman has a Devin Caney to love and work with. Smart, supportive, incredible. Then you get a heart emoji.
It's called laying it on pretty thick right there.
I mean, Devin, what preceded this?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah, did you buy her a house or something? Yeah.
What happened?
Look, Ava's my girl. That's we're friends. I don't know. Jack Fritz clearly took issue with it.
Well,
yeah, she
noticed.
The Fritz one. Yeah. Did you see that? That was clearly because Fritz complained about it. And was like, "Where's my tweet?"
Of course, he
what
did.
Is this? No, the
it's very nice of her.
The weird thing is, Devin then had an accusation. Devin then accused
what?
Ava of crying. Devin's response was, "I'm not crying. You're crying."
No, I think you're misinterpreting.
Like
yeah,
what is this accusation?
You've never heard that phrase before.
I have, but it's a dumb.
Okay.
Call my reply.
You never
I'm pulling out the phrase. Dumb.
Did you retweet it?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Did I retweet what Ava's,
Ava's tweet? Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nah, just wondering how you handled
Trust
it.
Trust me, I was as shocked as everyone else. Yeah. But it was a nice surprise.
Did anything actually precede it, like a conversation?
She's out of nowhere.
I saw her yesterday. Like we chatted for a bit. Ava and I, we're friends.
No, must have been
she FaceTimed
chat.
Me. And we're
I'm
no,
friends with Ava
stuff.
Too. I don't see her tweeting out about how much she loves me as a coworker.
Ava, what the heck?
I mean, you know,
where's the
well?
Love
I think
for the
what's clear is none of us are as
should
good friends
yeah.
with Ava.
Should I say? I thought I was friends with Ava.
I'm Team Ava.
That's good. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, is Superman a human, yes or no? Second poll question, which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most for training camp? James, which one do you go with? Four choices. Inside linebacker, cornerback, safety, offensive guard. What say you?
So it's between cornerback and safety for me. I'll probably slide to safety, but either one of those, it's really close between those two.
You guys are looking at it wrong. It's inside linebacker because of what it represents. Is the first-round pick going to be ready to play? And if he does, if he's inside, does that mean N'Kobe Dean never starts for the Eagles again?
I just think we
That is, to me, that's more intriguing than like Keely Ringo versus the other
What do you
guy.
Think, they're going to bench Jahad Campbell for N'Kobe Dean?
Like, well, I don't know
we
which
can talk about the power.
But Elliot, I don't know play. Which position he's going to play.
So
we don't know that they know which position.
So that's true.
Play.
If you want to say
that's why it's intriguing. Like, one is the first round pick going to play. Two, which position is he going to play? And three, if he does. By the way, two other elements. Three, if he plays inside, does that mean N'Kobe never plays again? And four, if he plays inside, does that mean Trout Jr. doesn't get? I mean, there's a lot of ramifications there.
I think those are all good points. Maybe I view it a little differently. I think that is not the most important. Camp out.
Well, that's why.
No, you're right.
You
look at
right.
intrigue.
But intrigue.
Yeah, you're right. There's more intriguing elements there to the inside linebacker. Jahad Campbell is not going to really dictate my opinion the success of the team this year. If they're unable to find a safety, that could really impact their ability to repeat.
Well, yeah, I mean, they clearly need to have someone hold it down. And it's notable that the 2 year CJ GJ was back there. They got to the bowl, and the 1 year he wasn't, they didn't. And I don't believe in Sidney Brown, and I've been on the record of saying, I mean, I got to see him play a little more, but I got to tell you, generally speaking, I'm not that impressed. So I'm hoping Mukubu wins the job.
I think they're hoping that as well.
I mean, that's probably why they pick him in the second round.
Well, he had 4 years of starting experience in college. I think that's pretty rare for a second round pick these days. And that's one reason I think they are confident that he could step in and play.
How about this fact? One year the Eagles picked Brian Dawkins in the second round. He went on to become an all-timer. Another year the Eagles picked Jaquan Jarrett in the second round, and he lasted 1 year and one game.
Man, Jaquan Jarrett catching strays.
17. The guy, they cut him, second-round pick.
Second year, right?
They cut him after the first game of his second year.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That is
a
bust.
He was a Temple.
He was a Temple guy.
The crazier part is he went to the Jets and had a career.
Right.
Like, he was a solid player for the Jets. Yeah, like
6 years. He hung around
years,
a bit.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Dude, I still can't believe Patrick Chung became a player with the Patriots. Trot and I used to do an Eagles pregame show. This is about 10, 12 years ago, when Patrick Chung was playing, I think, for the Chip era Eagles.
The Chip era. It was Chip. It was the first year Chip.
Would just laugh at how bad Patrick Chung was. I mean, he was so bad. And then, like, Belichick gets him, and the guy played for, like, 3 or 4 more years.
And prior to that, with the Patriots, he
was
good with the Pats prior, left, sucked, and then was good again.
Yeah, I didn't think the Eagles were his first team, right?
Well, I don't know, but if James
he was a Patriot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Anthony in New Jersey as we broadcast from Borgata. Pete the Hammer coming up shortly. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Hey, Joe, first off, man, I know you don't need it, man, but good luck and Pete the Hammer.
Thank you, sir. You're very kind and accurate. I don't need it, but thank you.
Hey, man, real quick on the Phillies, man. I'm going to agree with Elliot. I think it's time to shake this roster up, man. The bat's too inconsistent. I think they need to take a page out of Howie Roseman's book, man, and get younger, man. Bring some of the guys up and just get some new bats in, man. Maybe get some life and, maybe shake things up a little bit.
Anthony, it's a great point just quickly, and I don't think a lot of people bring it up. The Eagles, like 3 years ago, were I think maybe the oldest team in the NFL, maybe a little more than 3 years ago. But there was a point post-Super Bowl where they were the oldest team in the NFL. And look at them now. Like, the job they have done going from such an old team to a team loaded with young talent, easier said than done. Yeah. But you're right, Anthony. Like, this Phillies team is old, and they need to transition to a younger roster.
Right. Yeah, I agree with everything that you said. And also, moving on to the Eagles, I agree with the Hammer. I think inside linebacker is more intriguing than safety, although he made great points when Brian Dawkins left, safety spot got real horrible.
Oh, man, and until Malcolm came, it was a wasteland for about 5 years.
Yes, sir. And also, when GJ left, we was very poor at safety until he came back, and, you know, we was good. But that inside linebacker spot is more intriguing, man, because remember – of the year, we started 10-1, and then we had that collapse, man. Our linebackers were sorry, man. Cunningham,
and Morrow.
Wait, who was Cunningham? Man,
Zach Cunningham.
Yeah, remember from the Texans? That, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my God, Zach Cunningham.
And they signed that Cooks
really
player from the Colts, too.
Well, San Fran does always have those players.
Shaq Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, Shaq Leonard, that guy was brutal.
Yeah, man, that year, man, our linebackers was pretty poor, man. It was pretty poor.
But to be fair, almost everyone on the defense was pretty poor that year.
Yeah. And they didn't have Vic Fangio, and they may have been sort of orchestrating it a bit different. Anthony, give me a big answer. A combination of a great movie role and a great TV role, what's the best combo ever? For same actor.
I'm gonna go Jim Carrey.
Okay, in
Living Color.
Okay.
And Dumb and Dumber.
Ooh, you nailed that
one. Christmas, yep.
Yeah.
I think there are three good options for Carrie as a movie.
I don't think Dumb and Dumber is the right one.
It might be.
There's a lot
Lloyd
of good
Christmas
options
for it. Is a pretty great character.
I got to start where his superstardom burst on. I go Ace Ventura.
So I love Ace Ventura.
I think you got to go right to Ace Ventura. I think it's just...
I mean, Truman Show is the best movie he ever made.
I don't disagree with that.
Man on the Moon's pretty good, too.
Pretty good.
But
I think he's known for Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura probably would have been the one that I went with if I chose it.
I think Jim Carrey is who everybody thinks Will Ferrell is.
Well, I don't know. Here's what I'll say on the Ace Ventura thing. I view it a little bit like Sandra Bullock. Like, for me, Sandra Bullock is speed. I don't care what came after. It's just speed. And a lot came after. But anyway. All right. In the next 2 to 3 minutes, we're going to have Beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller right now on the contest line. Caller number 5 on the contest line. 215-988-1258. Caller 5. You will be competing in Beat the Hammer coming up in a matter of minutes. I will have 285 wins entering the competition and a mere 45 losses. So obviously on the road to 300, getting close, looking for 286 today and expecting to get it. Let's talk to John in Bluebell. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, John?
Yeah, you guys made the point earlier, Devin and Elliot, about the team getting older, Phillies, and the contracts. But don't they actually have to pay Schwarber next year, basically, anything he wants?
No.
No.
They don't?
They don't. I mean, to your point of, like, he's their best player, maybe besides Wheeler, like, they would want to re-sign him, but they definitely don't have to. Like, the Sixers, I know it's a little different, the Sixers doubled down on Embiid, and that was a disaster. So I don't think you have to pay Schwarber. You have to decide what's best for the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got him in a tough spot. I'll grant you that, John, but yes, it's entirely possible they pivot away. I mean, let me put it this way. I remember when the Red Sox won a World Series in 04 with Pedro Martinez, and they didn't re-sign him, and they won the World Series, and it was Pedro. I mean, you know, not everybody gets kept. And depending on what Schwarber's, I don't know if I want to use the word demands, but expectations are, they may not retain him.
I mean, the Phillies let Bro walk.
Sure?
I mean, not the same level, but
they let Luzinski walk. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
After 80, they let Burl walk after 08. Like, it happens sometimes.
I'm just thinking in a world where Harper can't stay healthy, like, what are people coming to see next year? You know what I mean? Especially if he hit, 50,
yeah,
55 home runs this year. I don't know.
Middleton's an interesting part of this because, A, we know he's very involved, clearly, and he really cares. And I think having these past few years of, like, Red October, I can understand the temptation to not want to go away from that, and I think that could lead to poor decision-making. So how, like, his ability to look at the larger picture and not just chase – relevancy, I think is really going to impact the future of this team.
Well, John, I agree with Elliot on that, and I'll add this. He's the one guy that's been here the whole time from when they stunk.
Right.
He's the only guy.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's some scouts and all that, but, like, Dombrowski wasn't here in 2015. You know, Rob Thompson wasn't here in 2015. Preston Mattingly, you know, an assistant GM guy, wasn't here in 2015.
Like, he's actually the GM now.
He's the GM, yeah.
Well, what's Sam Fold?
He's gone.
He's like
in business operations now.
Right. He moved to business. He's going to be
but like Preston Mattingly is the GM, and he's going to be the one.
That's right.
When Dombrowski leaves, who will be?
But John, my point is, this whole time I have wondered how much what happened a decade ago is in Middleton's mind, because you know the torch got passed kind of in that range from David Montgomery to Middleton as the guy in charge from the ownership group, but Middleton was in it the whole time. And he knew when 14,000 people were showing up at the ballpark. That stunk. So it'll be interesting to the extent to which he goes in, but also keeps some stuff for the future. I don't know.
I think it's a hard decision emotionally.
I agree.
For sure. Putting me in his seat, I would understand not wanting to go back.
And I'll say this, as much as it's hard, John, on a guy like Schwarber, in my opinion, it's not harder with Schwarber than it was with Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Ryan Howard, who did more. God bless Kyle Schwarber. I love him. But
they were pretty cooked.
But we didn't. Right. No one fully knew it when some of those deals were signed. And my point is.
It
became bad, and Middleton knows that, and he's going to think about that when Schwarber's like, give me 4 years. The Phillies are like, we want to give you 2 years. Like, that's going to be really fascinating. John, give me an answer, bud, for a combination of a TV and movie role.
All right, let me end this contest now.
I love that.
Bruce Willis,
correct.
Moonlighting, and Pulp Fiction.
Oh, no!
Wrong answer.
Oh, no!
Could still have a chance to win, but
man.
It's not the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, James, I was waiting...
I love Butch from Pulp Fiction, man, but...
That's the one... I had written down as a potential winner.
Yeah, no, it's a big answer.
And he messed up the answer.
I know, and it does.
Picking the right one.
I think it does take away from, unfortunately, the next person who says it. It's just.
You know what? It's okay.
Okay.
It's all out there. But I will say this. That's a big one to get wrong. Because it is so obvious what Bruce Willis's main movie role is.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. So, just a reminder, if you're just tuning in, same person can be said twice as long as you change.
I feel like at this point, it's so lame. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, you're basically
voting for
the next caller to win.
Yeah, like, it feels like a lame way to win. So, I think it's just, it's off the board.
Okay. All right, Pizza Hammer. It's something that we do every single Friday at this time. Let's crank up a little game we call Pizza Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, our contestant Pizza Hammer has a shot for some Rita's Winter Ice. We love Rita's Italian Ice. And, of course, you should as well. $50 gift card on the line today. That can get you a whole bunch of trips to Rita's Italian Ice. Be cool. Eat at Rita's. Certainly with the heat yesterday. I'm not sure where we're at today, but the heat yesterday. Holy mackerel.
It's crazy.
Right?
Impressively hot.
And golfing for a long time, 18 holes, and golfing bad, and I golf bad. Fritz, you're in pretty good shape in golf. I'm going to tell you that one right now.
No surprise there.
But anyway. All right, our contestant, his name is Andy. He hails from Deptford, otherwise known as a pain in the ass. Good morning, Andy.
Yo, we live.
Oh, wow. I love the We Live, We Hot, by the way.
Andy, you're going to get smoked.
I'm the one, yeah. I'm team We Live, We Hot.
Andy.
One of a few million. Joe, before we go any further,
what?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you want to bend the knee?
No.
No. Good.
No, but I like your style, Andy. I respect it, at least that part of your presentation. The rest of it is utter nonsense. How do you feel here, bud? You feel confident?
Well, I mean, you know, just like anything else, it's all about the category. But, I mean, I feel a lot more confident than you doing beating Fritz in anything. So, you know what I mean?
Let's think about that. James, who do you feel more confident in, me versus Fritz or Andy versus me?
Neither.
Oh, come on, man. The lame answer.
No,
right?
Offense, Andy.
All right, Andy, I'm gonna step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
All right, loser.
Wow, Andy, not messing right. around. Oh. Yeah, that's
I'll take my Cheerios down the hallway.
Aggressive.
Am I running clock here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Okay. I'm doing it. Elliot would have a panic attack.
Yeah, I didn't know if Elliot was stealing a little bowl.
I might step away from the mic,
bold.
Too. No, I'll never, ever partake in Beat the Hammer again. I can promise you that.
It's like his least favorite thing now.
Yeah.
It's great. Don't make any noises, sound. Elliot. Just shut up. Well, you'll get
yelled
at.
Well, I step away from the mic now because I don't know if I can stop myself.
That's good. That's smart. Yeah. You've learned.
Thank you. Exactly.
The wrath of the hammer.
Yeah. Well, he's taking his sweet old time.
Him eating the Cheerios is so funny, too.
He's just eating dry Cheerios?
Yeah, just dry Cheerios out of the...
Mm.
Yeah. Who eats Cheerios? I don't think I've had them since I was like
My
five.
Daughter eats Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, how old is she?
Honey Nut Cheerios are elite.
I like Cheerios.
What about Honey Nut Cheerios or Apple Jacks?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
I think Apple Jacks.
Nah, it's great.
Did you used to like break off the Apple Jacks and make it look like a little pumpkin?
No.
I feel like we're getting too far off.
Yeah.
Right. Is he safe for you, Scott?
Finally.
All right.
Yes.
Andy, are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's get it. I'm not ready to break Apple Jacks and make them like pumpkins.
No, that was weird. That was weird, but we'll let Devin slide because she's awesome. All right, let's keep it rolling here.
Thanks.
Andy has beaten the hammer before, for those who don't know. All right, we're ready to roll here.
Let's get it.
Andy, the clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. You will have 55 seconds. Our category for the week, we got a little Phillies Blue Jays action. We're going to honor the man who brought us our last Phillies championship. We're doing a little Pat Gillick trivia today. Never before done on Beat the Hammer. You ready to roll?
I guess.
Clock will start as soon as we ask the first question. Here we go. Question number one. What future American League All-Star did Pat Gillick trade to Houston to acquire Brad Lidge and Eric Bruntlett?
Pass.
How many World Series rings did Pat Gillick win as the general manager of a Major League Baseball team?
Two.
Ricky Henderson is one of eight future Hall of Famers that Pat Gillick acquired during his tenure in Toronto. Name two of the other seven.
Carter and Clemens.
Pat Gillick acquired the only two Japanese-born players in Phillies history. Name one of them.
Oh, pass.
Pat Gillick traded Jim Thome to the White Sox for two future National League All-Stars. Name one of them.
Gavin, pitcher.
What future American League All-Star did Pat Gillick trade to Houston to acquire Brad Lidge and Eric Bruntlett?
Alvarez. Jeez.
One of the two Japanese-born players in Phillies history.
Time.
Uh-oh, Andy. He ain't getting a zero. They're not easy, but he ain't getting a zero. Just letting you know.
Nah, he definitely
we'll find out. We'll put him on hold.
So one thing I picked up on from being safely ensconced last week during the trivia thing is when you look over here, like I was trying to pick up body language of like how James felt he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did
I
you?
Like this. So you're
were
you're,
you able to?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
To be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind then. I was
I
like,
tried.
Is this some shade at the hammer here? Or?
Well, because he was just standing over there looking with his Cheerios, like, you know, oh, here he comes.
His Cheerios in his little water bottle.
Flip flops.
Like a child? Is that what we're saying here?
Yes. Exactly, James.
He slowly makes his way back doing a live radio show. No big deal.
Not feeling great with this one today. I'm just not.
You're off today, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little off.
All the heat and the lack of sleep.
Oh, I got cooked on the golf course yesterday. I got sunburned. I mean, it's
you got cooked literally and figuratively, right?
I'm glad to hear that.
Because you played terribly?
Okay. Andy and Defford, how do you do?
You ready?
Ben.
All right. Category for the week.
Man, I'm not feeling good about this.
With the Phillies and Blue Jays playing here in town this weekend, we're going to honor the guy who brought the last Phillies championship to this city. Pat Gillick trivia for the first time on Beat the Hammer.
Pat, are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Pat Gillick trivia.
We're doing Pat Gillick trivia, yep.
Because he was the GM of what, the Phillies and the Blue Jays?
And the Blue Jays, exactly, yep.
Okay, and the Orioles.
Yeah.
And the Mariners.
That is correct.
All right.
Ready, roll?
Sure.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go.
Pat Gillick trivia might be the most random you've ever
It's up there. It's up there. I've had a few random ones. Like, I've had, like, you know, I've done World Cup and golf and all that stuff, but it's up there.
Well, you do that in potpourri style.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right, you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Question number
is
one.
Is potpourri the right word there?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. All right, question number one. Here we go. What future American League All-Star did Pat Gillick trade to Houston to acquire Brad Lidge and Eric Bruntlett?
Born.
How many World Series rings did Pat Gillick win as the general manager of a Major League Baseball team?
Three.
Ricky Henderson is one of eight future Hall of Famers that Pat Gillick acquired during his tenure in Toronto. Name two of the other seven.
Alomar and Morris.
Pat Gillick acquired the only two Japanese-born players in Phillies history. Name one of them.
Taguchi.
Pat Gillick traded Jim Thome to the White Sox for two future National League All-Stars. Name one of them.
Rowand.
Bang! Whoa. Hammer being Hammer! And I don't even have to ask if Andy from Duffer went 5 for 5. He's not the man to do it! Hammer! It's what you do! It's what I do! And it's why I got 286, and Annie from Deptford just got a big old L. Annie, I'm not even going to ask Seltzer. I'm going to ask you. How many did you get right, loser?
I ain't no loser, cuz, but big old donut.
You got zero.
Yeah. You didn't get zero right. You got them all wrong.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Frickin' turd. What?
You call him a turd?
The same way you're going to get crushed by Fritz.
Listen, don't even – you know what? Say goodbye. You got 5 seconds. Say goodbye.
Andy, you got to bend the knee, buddy.
Out.
No, that's weak, Andy. Andy, you got to bend the knee there, dude.
You got to hold the sign.
Let me tell you something. The sign's going up.
Yeah.
The sign is going up. Ladies and gentlemen, for those watching on YouTube.
There it is. That was impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good job.
That honestly might be the most impressive performance I've seen you have.
I mean, listen.
Tired, five for five.
The category sounds random, but the questions are not that random. You know what I mean?
Morris was good because he didn't even pitch against the Phillies in 93.
No, it was a good pull. Mahler is the obvious other one. I'm surprised you didn't go Mahler, but a great job by you.
All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And Andy asked me if I want to bend the knee. My God. All right. I'm amazed.
Honestly, can we be honest?
What?
Andy should be embarrassed.
So were his answers anywhere close to right?
Like,
No, did he have the right kind of guys?
Like, he passed on three of them. I don't even know if he got answers in. He was just saying names by the end. On the first one, he just said Alvarez. Like, just said the name. Just maybe. I don't know. Horrible job.
Elliot, are you amazed by what just happened?
Dude, that was like robotic. Like, I don't want to call it the Jordan flu game, but like how much you've said you're tired from yesterday.
We've reached too far.
Like, the way you just cooked through that was a professional win.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And with that, victory 286. Good job, Hammer. We shut it down.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I shouldn't have called him a turd. That's a little.
You were fired up.
Well, I was excited because it's him, you know? I mean, because he is what he is.
Well, he poked at you.
Yeah, he always pokes at me.
Right.
This guy's an irritant. This guy's Matthew Barnaby. He's an irritant. All right, 286 in the books. We like that. We also like the fact that everyone listening right now has a shot with the third caller in honor of Bryce Harper. Caller number three on the contest line is going to win the $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. So caller number three at 215-988-1258. Caller three. You will win the gift card. All right, let's go back to the phones as we broadcast from Borgata today, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, away from the Tasty Cake studio at Borgata. No Richie today, no Rhea today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.